and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Bundle up, Santa. This may be one of the coldest Christmas Eves on record for many states. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Wind chills are going to be absolutely bone chilling.
Some places are dealing with blizzards, snow-covered roadways, and extremely icy conditions. Josh Penske is a firefighter in Marquette, Michigan.
If you don't have to leave, don't. Stay at home, stay warm. And if you do end up having to leave, give yourself that extra time and making sure that you have necessary tools in your vehicle.
Flying is an utter cluster with passengers stranded at airports across the country.
It's been canceled, delayed, moved to another flight, going to a different airline. Now I'm just like, will someone please get me there?
Best advice is to check the status of your flight before you head out. In El Paso, Texas, asylum seekers are spending the nights outside in the cold. This man and his family came to bring them blankets and something warm to drink.
For us, Christmas is about giving, you know, and welcoming the stranger and, you know, giving food and drink to those that need it.
A $1.7 trillion spending bill is on the president's desk now. CBS's Major Garrett explains some of what's in it.
The package includes $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine and bans the social media app TikTok on government-issued devices. President Biden has said he will sign the legislation.
A gunman opened fire in Paris. Our Naomi Rockham with details.
Shots were fired at a Kurdish cultural center, along with a restaurant and hair salon across the street. Police say three people were killed and four others wounded, including the suspected gunman, who's under arrest.
A 40-day strike's over at the University of California. New contracts were finally approved with an 80% increase in wages.
Very important for students, and I'm glad they finally got what they deserved.
CBS's Mara Rubin tells us your washing machine may be recalled.
Samsung is recalling 664,000 top loaders because they can short circuit, creating a fire hazard. There have been more than 50 reports of smoking, melting, overheating, or fires, 10 of which resulted in property damage. Samsung says the washing machines are fixable with a software update.
There's a shortage of cold and pain medicines nationwide. In Fort Worth, Arkansas, this pharmacist says it's a big problem.
Kind of dried up from our wholesalers and our shelves.
It's not a supply chain issue this time around either. Because of the early and very active cold and flu season, they just can't keep up with demand. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL. For steel.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Rishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. Please join us. Of course you are. but tell all your friends and family and anyone else that you think may benefit from hearing a better concept of what health really is. Your doctor will never help you be healthy. That doesn't mean you should stop going to your doctor. If you know something is not right, you don't feel good, something is just has changed, at least talk to your doctor and find out why you may have a change in life. You don't necessarily need to have a drug to correct it. It's possible that a natural alternative, something natural that has been proven to be as effective as a drug or more effective as a drug and no side effects. But again, always talk to your doctor. Try to understand their side and then make your decision as to how you want to be treated, with a natural alternative or with a drug that has many side effects. Even a side effect that's classified as death. Death, you will die. That's included in many of the drugs on the market today. In the leaflet that they provide, when you buy a drug or you pick up your drug at the pharmacy, it includes the last side effect may cause death. Boy, that really is a serious side effect. Maybe you won't even know you have a side effect. 50% of the people that die from a heart attack don't know they died. They don't have a second chance. Diseases and drugs are risky. It's time to make some changes. Now, if you followed me for a long period of time, or maybe just recently, are you thinking about making changes? You can't change your health unless you change what influences your health. If you're not happy with your health, if you don't feel good, if you don't have a high degree of energy, if you have a lot of aches and pains, if you have high blood pressure, you have all kinds of, maybe type 2 diabetes, all kinds of conditions that cause you to be unhealthy. But you can't continue doing the same thing you're doing now that brought about all these conditions and expect them to go away. So then maybe you need a drug. But you can reverse, prevent, and cure many, many of your diseases. First of all, food is the best choice. You can't continue to eat food that is ultra-processed, pre-packaged foods, junk food, fast foods, and then wonder why you're unhealthy. It's all based on lifestyle choices. You have to choose better. And you can't choose better for a week or two. You can't choose better until the problem is gone. And then go back and slide back into your old practices, your old habits. You have to change permanently, forever. Because no one tells us that food is bad for us. Well, food is really not bad for us. It's our medicine. But the food today in most grocery stores, most supermarkets, are ultra-processed, refined and processed prepackaged foods that don't take any time to prepare, very cheap, inexpensive, but convenient, so that's why most people buy them. They're convenient, they're inexpensive, and they're easy to prepare. And they taste good, of course. Food manufacturers know how to make them taste good so that you buy them over and over again. But all that food is causing you to lose your health. And over time, you feel terrible. So we're here every Saturday and Sunday on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And we talk about how to end your unhealthy practices, your unhealthy choices, to make better choices so that you have better health. What do you want? You can live the way you are, make no choices, or I should say, you're always going to make choices, but don't make those changes. And you will never get a healthy day in your life. So change. Change your habits. Change your pattern. Change the way you're living, your lifestyle choices. And always, we come here prepared to help you understand better choices. We make choices every day. And you can choose to be well or choose to be unhealthy. That's what it is. It's choices. You're not sick because you're bad. You're not sick because God doesn't love you. You're not sick because, oh, it runs in the family. Baloney. Your family is choosing bad choices. And it has taught you to make bad choices. Now start making good choices. So we have some great featured topics today on how to stop cold and flu. This is the season for it, right? Many people will have more cold and flu during the winter months than any other time. And I'll show you how to stop cold and flu today. And how to get relief from restless legs. You can't sleep at night because your legs just stop. Do not stop. Moving, twitching, and moving about. And natural ways to increase and boost testosterone. And then we'll talk about two natural supplements that most people need every winter. And I'm sure there's many people out there that are using aspirin by their doctor's recommendation or just because they've seen ads on TV. But I'll tell you, there are dangers of using aspirin. And why late night eating will cause you to gain weight. You'll put on weight if you eat late at night, rather than eating the same amount of calories during the day. And then it will help you get rid of your kid's cough. They don't have a cold or flu. Their nose isn't running. But they keep coughing at night. Why do they cough at night? You can take away that cough very easily with a very special supplement. And it's never, never, ever too late to make better choices, better lifestyle choices, and to eat better, to eat healthy. Do you want to be healthy? Then you got to eat healthy. Then you got to make healthy lifestyle choices. That's the bottom line. You can make the choices, and you are responsible for your health, nobody else. Each one of us individually is responsible for our health. Now you have to help your kids because they don't know the choices. But make better choices for your kids. They're special. And you send them to school to learn, but you send them maybe off to school not prepared with the right kind of food to be able to focus and think and learn. Everything about us is based on the food we eat. So let's talk about how to reduce cold and flu this winter. Well, all cold and flu is a viral illness. Influenza, called the flu. I've got the flu and the common cold, as well as COVID, shingles, herpes, and some types of hepatitis and pneumonia are all caused by a virus. They're viral influenced. COVID-19, viral infection. Shingles, viral infection. Herpes, meaning cold and flu. Cold sores and fever blisters. And some type of liver disease caused by hepatitis. And pneumonia are caused by viruses, not bacteria. Many doctors, as a last resort, and I believe they have good intentions, but 98% of all of these conditions are caused by a virus. But yet I will still find many doctors who will prescribe an antibiotic. They're not caused by bacteria. An antibiotic kills bacteria. These are not caused by bacteria. They're caused by viruses. And the virus, influenza virus, can survive as long as 48 hours on stainless steel or hard plastic. And survival on cloth, paper, or tissues is about 8 to 10 hours. And what you should know, as I was just saying, antibiotics do nothing. Absolutely nothing to stop a cold and flu virus or shingles or COVID-19. All of these conditions caused by a virus are not affected by antibiotics. And there are many, and especially several powerful natural medicines that have very powerful effects against viruses. And elderberry is a natural antiviral drug, not in the true sense of a drug, but in Europe, they're classified as a natural drug, but truly just a natural berry. Elderberry is just a berry. But you know, our food actually alters gene expression, affecting many, many pathways in the body. So that's why food is such a powerful medicine. And today, what Americans eat today is junk. So it flips on genes and alters genes to have a bad effect. So as we eat more natural, healthy foods, it affects our genes and changes those genes, alters those genes, and provides either a better effect or a bad effect. And elderberry acts against viruses in two ways. The primary function of elderberry, it's a berry picked off a tree. And the primary effect of elderberry, it neutralizes the viral particles so that they cannot enter the cells in the body. When the virus gets in the cell of the body, that's when it has its greatest possibility of infection. And elderberry blocks the uptake by the virus into the cell of the individual. And the secondary purpose of elderberry is that it causes the immune system to activate, which then can control the spread of viral infection. While we're on the subject of elderberry, I also want to make a side note on the vitamins and minerals that have a huge effect containing the spread of the viral infection. And there's four vitamins: vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D, zinc, and selenium. If we have plenty of zinc in our body, we will not have a viral infection. It just doesn't happen. And if we have plenty of selenium, these two minerals are very powerful. You know, we may, as an individual, be affected or infected by a virus. If we have plenty of zinc in our body, the zinc will block, like elderberry, of the uptake of the virus. Selenium controls that virus and prevents a greater outbreak. You know, we may have COVID-19, and then we have another strain, and another strain, and another strain. All those strains of more superior or more powerful or more deadly did not come from a laboratory. When individuals are affected or infected by a virus, that virus may be only a mild virus. Some people are infected by viral infection, and they don't even know it. They don't have any signs or symptoms. It's very mild. And in most cases, that person probably has plenty of zinc and selenium in their diet, or taking it by supplements. When a mild virus gets in a human being, and that human being is deficient in zinc and selenium, selenium in particular in this case, the virus goes out of control and becomes more powerful, more deadly, and can spread more easily. So now that sick person, mildly sick person, is spreading a virus that is much, much more powerful, because without selenium, a mild virus becomes deadly. And now that strain is transferred to other human beings as a new strain. The new strain didn't come from a laboratory. It didn't come from China. It didn't come from any other country. It came from a human being infected with a mild virus that doesn't have enough selenium and zinc to stop it. So it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And then it is transferred to other human beings as a stronger form of a virus infection. So we need those vitamins and minerals as well as elderberry. But specifically, elderberry has been found effective against influenza type A and B, herpes type 1, HIV. And the bonus is, elderberry has also been shown to have some antibacterial activity. So elderberry protects against cold and flu. A recent study in Australia found that taking elderberry while traveling, and you know when you're traveling, especially in the economy, people are smashed together, shoulder to shoulder, coughing, sneezing, blowing their nose. But they found that elderberry in individuals traveling cuts the risk of cold and flu by 58%, in half. They found in a study of 312 passengers flying from Australia to overseas destinations in the economy class, half received a very special Hochberg variety of elderberry, and half received a placebo. So half of the 312, 156 passengers received elderberry, a very special variety from Austria, and 156 patients or passengers got the placebo, the fake pill. Then all passengers were surveyed for cold and flu symptoms before, during, and after their flights. The elderberry group had half as many illnesses, cold or flu, as the placebo group. And for those in the elderberry group who did get sick, their illness lasted only two-thirds as long as the placebo group, and their symptoms were not as severe. They were more mild, and the duration of the symptoms were shorter. So you can stop all viral infections with a combination of the vitamins and minerals with elderberry. If you look in the medical textbooks and you look at what makes the immune system healthy, it doesn't say drugs. The biochemistry of the body depends on vitamins and minerals to be healthy. Now, elderberry can be taken daily, especially during cold and flu season. But you have to look for authentic elderberry. Elderberry is one of the most common berries that are adulterated. It's a shame that there are many companies that are selling fake elderberry. Truly, fake elderberry. Or because elderberry has become well known to a lot of new people, a lot of new shoppers. So they don't really know what elderberry is, but they heard that elderberry is really good for blocking cold and flu. So they go online on Amazon, and in one case, they were buying an elderberry extract with vitamin C and vitamin D. That product became very suspicious because the powder in the capsule was white. Now, if you know anything about elderberry, it is such a deep colored berry, very deep purple, almost black. So the powder would have to be black or deep, deep purple, not white. So this product was analyzed to determine why it was white and not black. It was white because it was oat flour, O-A-T. And it had no vitamin C and no vitamin D. It was totally fake. But some unscrupulous company was making money by cheating their customer. and cheating their health. Now, you want about 300 milligrams twice daily of elderberry. 300 milligrams twice daily. But take it along with a blend of other immune nutrients, like vitamins A. A like apple. C like Charlie. D like dog. E like Edward. Vitamins A, C, D, E. Zinc, selenium, calcium, magnesium, and the mixed citrus bioflavonoids. This is very, very effective for blocking and stopping a cold and other viral infections, all viruses. And we need high dosages of vitamin D3. Supplemental vitamin D, 1,200 IUs daily in school children, help reduce the incidence of cold, flu, influenza by 8%. And looking only at children who had no supplemental vitamin D prior to the study, the risk of infection was reduced by almost 60%. And then also you may add propolis extract, 100 to 200 milligrams of concentrated propolis daily. So this is a way to block, stop cold and flu. Now I'm going to come back in just a moment. Don't go away, but I've got to take a break right here to give the station a time to identify itself and to air some commercials. So stay right where you are. I'm going to be right here where I am, and I'm going to come back in just a few minutes and talk about how to get relief for restless legs. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. This is Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every Saturday and Sunday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. And you can listen live anywhere around the world. Just open up your computer. Go to terrytalksnutrition.com. Click on the radio show section. Click on live. And you can listen to us live by adjusting your times wherever you are in the world to be on the same time we are here in the Central Standard Time in the USA. You can also go to the archive section of the radio show and bring up any radio show that you would like to listen to. There are many, many shows that are stored there, archived there for your enjoyment. So you can listen anytime you want, wherever you are, take it with you, whether you're in the car or traveling or biking or running or jogging, whatever you are, you can listen. And also for our newsletter that goes out every Friday. The newsletter is sent out onto your email address every Friday. If you want to subscribe to it, please do on the website. And you can also read all the past newsletters that we have archived there for your convenience. Maybe that sounds too difficult to do. Well, I'll tell you what. Just grab one of your 5-year-old or 6-year-old grandchildren and have them do it for you. Tell them what you want. Tell them you want to listen to the radio show. They'll do it for you. They'll go on the website. They'll dig it out. They'll find it. It's really easy. It's really easy for them. They come with a little bit of knowledge on computer savvy, much better than most of us do. So let's talk about restless legs. I know it bothers a lot of people. It prevents a good night's sleep. And if you suffer from restless legs, here's the answer. And restless leg syndrome refers to an uncontrollable urge to continue to move your legs, especially at night when you're trying to relax, trying to get a good night's sleep. Your legs do not stop. Restless leg syndrome can occur at any age, but it's quite common in middle age. And women are twice as likely as men to experience restless leg syndrome. There are drugs that can be used to treat restless leg syndrome, but they cause dizziness, nausea, lightheadedness, sleepless, and even make symptoms worse instead of better. Now, why would you want to use a drug? You're already being bothered with restless legs. And if a drug makes it worse, why would you want to use a drug? And even if you don't make the restless legs worse, you could have dizziness or nausea or lightheadedness or and insomnia. Why would you want to use a drug? Why won't you search out for something natural that may be more effective? Now, you can calm your restless legs, and primarily with minerals. No drugs needed. An iron supplement. Iron may be the answer. Low iron levels are linked to greater risk of restless leg syndrome and increased severity of the symptoms. In a clinical trial, that means with human beings, supplementing iron given intravenously improved symptoms in 68% of the subjects, and 56% were able to go off all drug medications, drug treatment, and the benefits were noticeable within 1 to 6 weeks of treatment. Talk to your doctor about that. If they're going to give it to you intravenously, it has to be done with a doctor. You might try oral iron or liquid iron. They may give you some relief, but this trial was on injectable iron. That might prove to be beneficial for more people, so talk to your doctor. And low levels of magnesium. Magnesium is a mineral that calms the body. 90%. A figure that is agreed upon by world's experts on magnesium, 90% of the population of the world is deficient in magnesium. Women need about 320 milligrams of magnesium daily. Men need about 420 milligrams of magnesium. Magnesium is the quieting mineral, the calming mineral. And it can trigger muscle. It prevents the triggering of muscle cramping and twitching. So if you have very low levels of magnesium, it can stimulate cramping. You're going to get a cramp in your foot, cramp in your calf, or you find yourself twitching. In a study of supplemental magnesium in patients with restless leg syndrome, given additional magnesium did reduce awakening at night by 58% and improve sleep quality by an additional 10%. So there's a very special form of calcium and magnesium. These are the calming minerals. It's a combination of 250 milligrams of calcium lactate. Jot this down. You know, you might want to take notes because you might have a tough time remembering all this. But actually, even after a show I do, it might take a week or two before it gets into the archive section on my website. But then you can go in and you can check, because I give you notes. Because when you go in and listen to my radio show later, you'll also find my notes. And my notes tell you exactly what to do. So you can jot it down for now and then look for in your health food stores a combination. Jot this down. 250 milligrams of calcium lactate and 50 milligrams of magnesium and 6 milligrams of zinc daily. This is a way to calm your nerves, calm your muscles, prevent cramping, prevent restless leg syndrome, prevent twitching of your muscles or tremors of your muscles. All done with minerals, not drugs. When we're not getting enough magnesium or enough calcium lactate or enough zinc, the body doesn't function right. And it leaves signs and symptoms. And then if you're going to treat those signs and symptoms, the FDA has made a regulation that only drug companies can treat these conditions. So they make a drug to treat a condition that is caused by a lack of minerals and vitamins. Isn't that crazy? But the drug companies have the biggest population of lobbyists and the biggest bankroll for influencing the FDA. So they're going to find their way to treat conditions caused by a lack of nutrients with drugs. Crazy world, right? So here's a way to naturally boost testosterone. Now, one thing you might want to remember: beware of tainted products for men. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has identified hundreds of products being sold for bodybuilding or male enhancement that contain undeclared prescription drugs such as steroids, or the active ingredient found in Viagra or Cialis. These products can have serious side effects or harmful interactions with other medications. They can cause headache, nausea, dizziness, bladder pain, upset stomach, tender stomach, cloudy or bloody urine, vision changes. So be careful. There's a lot of products that are spiked that come out of China. They have very loose and lack of regulations. It's too big of a country to try to regulate. So a lot of companies in China can produce very shoddy products and put them into the American market. But you can use natural products to naturally increase testosterone. As men get fatter, they produce less testosterone and more estrogen. All the fat cells have a tendency to produce more estrogen. Men, that's not what you want. That's for ladies. Although we do, as men, produce some estrogen, but not excessively. But in the case of excessive fat cells, men produce a lot more estrogen than testosterone. And that's why men get flabby, soft, lose their muscle strength, and get man boobs. So you have to eat right, first of all. Excess sugar and carbohydrates leads to stored body fat. Stored body fat, that means you have a lot of fat cells. And those fat cells are hard at work producing more estrogen. Body fat cells produce estrogen. Bottom line, body fat cells produce more estrogen, high levels of estrogen in men, and can cause breast tissue to develop. Healthy dietary fats, like olive oil, form testosterone, not body fat. Your body will get, on a ketogenic diet, your body will get stronger, more muscles, better strength, and more defined than a body that is fed with carbohydrates and sugar. Throw out all of your polyunsaturated vegetable oils. No kidding. They're not vegetable oils to begin with. They're not in seed oils. Soybean, corn, canola oil, otherwise known as rapeseed oil, grapeseed oil. When I talk about grapeseed, I'm talking about grapeseed extract, which is the powder of the seeds, not the oil. And use only extra virgin olive oil, the premier oil of all oils. Coconut oil is good. Sesame seed oil is okay. Avocado, pecan oil, and macadamia nut oil are all good. Now, there is a natural aromatase inhibitor. If you want to stop the conversion of testosterone to estrogen, and many doctors prescribe an aromatase inhibitor to women to block the increase of estrogen, like tamoxifen. Tamoxifen is an aromatase inhibitor. It blocks the conversion of more estrogen. But here's a natural way to block testosterone to estrogen. Pomegranate seed oil, the seed oil, and grape seed extract, not oil. We're talking about pomegranate seed oil and grapeseed extract powder, not an oil. And recent studies prove the herbal aromatase inhibitors are 80 to 90% as effective as the drugs used for this purpose with no side effects. And there are many side effects using aromatase inhibitors called tamoxifen. And you can use a natural solution, pomegranate seed oil, and sometimes the pomegranate seed extract, and grapeseed extract, not grapeseed oil. I have so many people that write me and say, what did you say about grapeseed oil? I'm not talking about grapeseed oil. I never recommend grapeseed oil. It's grapeseed extract, which is a powdered extract. And then you can add ashwagandha. Ashwagandha has been shown to boost testosterone in men by 15%. And DHEA, which is a testosterone precursor, by 18%. So you can use a combination or use them separately. But for men, I would add 25 to 50 milligrams of DHEA daily to improve testosterone levels, and add ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is a very special Indian herb. Ginseng is not grown in India, but ashwagandha has been used for thousands of years and has become known as the Indian ginseng because it does a lot what ginseng does. Comes from India, where they grow no ginseng. And ashwagandha, when it is standardized at 35%, about 150 milligrams of ashwagandha can be used several times a day. And it has been shown to boost testosterone in men by up to 15%. And the DHEA, which is a testosterone precursor, by 18%. Now here's winter right around the corner. In fact, it's probably full on. And here are two supplements. You can't go without them in our diet during the winter. Don't skip these supplements in the winter. Lack of sunlight, low humidity in the winter can lead to problems such as depression, dry skin, cold and flu, and two very important nutrients that can reduce or prevent these winter problems are vitamin D, D like in dog, and omega-7. Have you heard of omega-7? I think a lot of people have heard of omega-3, maybe omega-6, and of course omega-9, which is olive oil, and omega-5, which is pomegranate seed oil. But omega-7? Why are these nutrients so important in the winter? Well, vitamin D is synthesized in response to sunlight. So because of the short winter days, it reduces the vitamin D levels. We don't get out in the sun. In the morning, we go to the office or to our occupation, whatever we are doing, probably before sunrise. I know I get to the office about 5 a.m. in the morning. No sun. Then I'm in a building all day, no sun. And then when it starts to get dark, I start heading for home. So really no sunshine. And sunshine is what is responsible for the production of vitamin D levels in our body, along with cholesterol. We need plenty of cholesterol. Don't stop the reduction of cholesterol. Be healthy. We need cholesterol to help our bodies function correctly. A study of young adults living in northern latitudes found that 11% were deficient in vitamin D at the end of summer, and 30% at the end of winter. Vitamin D is essential for keeping the immune system strong and reducing the risk of cold and flu. Omega-7 helps keep the skin hydrated, moist, preventing drying of the skin. And because of central heating, and we're in our indoors more frequently, we get more dry skin. In a recent study, a recent survey of over 2,000 American adults, 83% their skin felt different in the winter. Drier. More fish scale-like. 77% had problems with dryness. and 41% were bothered by the itchiness. Omega-7, that is found only and primarily in sea buckthorn berry. And it actually reduces the dryness by 48%. Look for a omega-7 from the sea buckthorn berry. It's all right if it has the seed as well, seed oil, but the seed oil does not contain omega-7. The seed oil contains omega-3, omega-6, and omega-9, but not omega-7. And when I walk the aisles of health food stores, I look at various products. I try to see what is being offered to consumers. And I see products on the shelf that says omega-7. And then you look at the contents and it says sea buckthorn seed oil. Well, I'm sorry, my friends. Sea buckthorn seed oil does not contain omega-7. Only the pulp of the berry contains omega-7. So if you want to get the right omega-7, make sure that it contains only or along with the seed, of course, but primarily from the berry. Omega-7 is only found in the omega-7 is only found in the sea buckthorn berry. And it's okay to have the seed as well, because now you're getting omega-3, 6, 9, and 7. And it reduces the dryness of the skin by up to 48%. But also, look for vitamin D as D3, which is the natural form found in the human body. Most people take 5,000 IUs daily all year, not just in winter. But in winter, you may even want to kick it up to 10,000 IUs daily. So for a moisturizing and hydration of the skin, look for omega-7 from sea buckthorn berry and seed. Not just the seed. The seed does not contain omega-7. Take 500 milligrams several times a day. It is very good for a variety of conditions, not only for hydrating the skin, but improving the quality of the mucous membranes. That means your eyes. So it prevents dry eyes. It prevents dry mouth, dry vagina. And also moisturizes the skin. It can also be used for reducing the effects of Sjogren's disease, a very severe form of arthritis, which has no known drug cure. Omega-7 does. So with that, my friends, again, we wind up this today's program. And I hope you take a lot of this information home with you and hope you find a way to use it in making better choices. Remember, the week coming up, maybe just today, start changing your life today. Make better choices. Choose better foods. Choose more activity, more exercise, a longer night's sleep. All of these help to improve the quality of your health, the quality of your life. And with that, my friends, say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you, and God bless this great country.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.